The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
What is something that is perfect? Quentin Tarantino has a book out about, I assume, his life, a biography, an autobiography. I don't really know, to tell you the truth.
No idea.
It could be a collection of things he thinks are stupid. I don't know.
Okay, I'm not sure.
But while promoting it, he was on with Jimmy Kimmel recently and talked about perfect movies.
You said that there are very few perfect movies, and one of them is Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yes.
Which surprised me, you know. And what are the other perfect movies?
Well, there's not many of them. That's that just bemoans that the fact that, like, you know, the film art form is hard. And look, when you say perfect movies, you're talking about, you know, any individual person's aesthetic.
Yeah.
But
right.
But even trying to account for all aesthetics, but a perfect movie kind of crosses all aesthetics to one degree or another. Might not be your cup of tea, but there's nothing you can say to bring it down. And I think Jaws fits into that.
Mm-hmm.
I think The Exorcist
mm-hmm.
fits into that. I think Annie Hall fits mm-hmm. into that. I think some people could.
Annie Hall.
It's one of those really acclaimed Woody Allen movies.
And I watched it, cult classic type of thing.
In a film class when I was in college. And man, I just did not enjoy it in any way. It's supposed to be this, like, really, you know, great humor and, you know, very acerbic. It's a very Woody Allen. And I just did not like it at all. I thought it sucked.
Didn't get him before things were weird with him.
I mean, yeah, I've seen some stuff where I thought it was kind of funny, but not that.
Think some people could say Young Frankenstein.
I would say that.
Yeah, I can understand that. I can understand.
I love that stupid movie.
I could say The Wild Bunch fits into that. All right, and that's even not a perfect movie. That's not perfect. That its imperfections are part of its glory.
Uh-huh.
All right, you know. So let me take The Wild Bunch off. All right, but you know, but no, but that's kind of the point, though.
Right.
That it's like something that's so unassailable.
Right. I learned some things that I did not know. Maybe I should know. I didn't.
Back to the Future is a perfect movie.
Yeah.
A perfect movie. Yeah.
I wonder, when he says all of the aesthetics, it's a little too smart for me. Does he mean the way it's, I assume he means the music, the way it's edited, the acting, the directing,
the general,
the
story,
lighting,
yeah.
Everything.
Yeah,
you know, probably.
Yeah, it's got a definitive, like, beginning, middle, end.
But I would need him to look at some movies that he considers to be good but imperfect and tell me why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, take a movie that most people consider to be great.
Slapshot.
That's not what I was thinking. I was going to say, like, Saving Private Ryan.
Shawshank Redemption, Green Mile. Yeah.
What's wrong with those that would make them not perfect? Mm-hmm. Just to educate. I wish he could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure he could. He just didn't there. So what's something that's perfect? When I brought this up earlier, Steve said that he had one that he thought everyone would agree with.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Oh, my God.
Perfect.
Yes.
perfect.
It is. The ratio of peanut butter to chocolate, the milk chocolate's a little darker than regular milk chocolate, I think. And it, oh my God. It's
the crunch, you know what? I think you might be right, because the contrast of the crunchier outside where the chocolate is thicker to the inside that is soft and squishy.
Take away all of the aesthetics other than the taste, and that's enough to be, that's enough to make it perfect.
I think if it had caramel and nougat like a fast break bar, it would be perfect.
Oh, man.
You are the only one that likes nougat.
That changes the aesthetic altogether. Ugh.
No, it's probably perfect. Hot Wings, can you think of anything that is perfect?
Yes.
What?
The general formula of pizza.
I would agree. Yes.
Red sauce, cheese, and pepperoni?
Yeah. Cheese, crust, and sauce. Your base. The base of pizza.
And then whatever
perfect.
You...
And then, because it adheres to so many different tastes and flavors.
Yeah.
Almost, you know, I mean, a lot of people would go, I don't want a steak, or I don't like corn, or whatever it might be. But pizza, almost everybody likes the base ingredients. And even if you're a vegetarian or something, you can get like a different type of cheese on there. Or you can, like, you can manipulate it in so many ways to make it perfect for literally every palate.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. So that's Kelly, you got anything that's perfect?
I just bought something perfect yesterday.
Is it this coat?
This coat is perfect. You stop that right now. They're the super cozy socks that you get in the wintertime that are really fluffy, that make your feet soft. Oh, my God. Those are they're perfect on a cold day. They're just perfect. You slip them on your little feet and walk around.
Now, that's something you like, something that's perfect.
But those are also seasonably perfect.
Yeah. Would you wear it in the summer?
They're not as perfect in the summer because they would make.
In the summer.
I agree. I love a good thick pair of like merino wool socks or whatever. Like they're just feel good.
Well, another thing I think is perfect and classic, timeless, Werther's, the original, not the chewy ones, just plain old Werther's.
Werther's are perfect.
Mm. Werther's are delicious. Yeah. Werther's are so damn good.
Are those just basically butterscotch? I don't really
caramel butterscotch. Aren't butterscotch and caramel the same thing?
Yeah, absolutely not.
Really?
What are you? What?
What's the difference?
They names for one.
Are soup and chili the same thing?
Well, chili is a type of soup. Is butterscotch a type of caramel?
Well, they're flavors. I mean,
I've made a bad mistake.
Caramel or caramel is I mean, it has a distinct flavor.
Oh.
And
no, I mean,
butterscotch is it's buttery.
I just thought they were the same. One was just like a weirder, clearer one.
No. No, it's like our chocolate and vanilla the same. No.
Butterscotch, the weirder, clearer,
weirder, clearer caramel.
The 1967 Lincoln Continental, someone writes from Nashville. Elegant, powerful, convertible.
Oh, the original Mustangs.
Let's see. 67.
Yes.
Oh, 64 and a half.
67
hatch.
Lincoln Continental.
Yes.
Is that
cool
the one
car.
With the suicide doors?
I don't know. It's a freaking boat, though.
They are boats. They're pretty like great. Yeah, I mean, like I would say a 67 Corvette.
I think it is the suicide door one.
Mm. Those Lincolns are badass, though. They are cool.
How do y'all
but
feel
not
about
perfect.
Flannel sheets? Because sometimes...
Nope.
Again, season.
Yeah,
it's
seasonal.
It's seasonal. I have flannel sheets on right now. I love them in the wintertime, but in the summer, not so much.
Yeah, I love being too hot and itching.
A little warm.
I have a perfect... It's a perfect item. This item is perfect. It's a mundane item, and it's my favorite thing, and I use one every day for a multiple variety of reasons. A Bic lighter. They are perfect in design. They last forever. They come in a wide variety of colors. They are dependable, affordable. I left one outside on my balcony in the snow and rain for an entire winter, and it still worked in the springtime.
They last through anything.
They survive everything. They are designed perfectly. There is nothing I would change about a Bic lighter. You can use it in any season for any occasion. Candles, if you're any kind of smoker, you can use it to start a fire in the summertime. Mm-hmm. You can use it for so much. They are a perfect invention.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm a Bic flicker. I like it.
Me too.
What? You use one every day?
Every day.
For candles or are you back vaping?
Free beer. Who needs a lighter to vape?
Man, if you're using a lighter to vape, that's a new thing.
That is a very new thing.
That's wild.
Free beer. I don't know if you know this, but I also smoke weed.
Oh.
So I do use a lighter every day to light candles and also
you don't just chew
my
it,
fun
huh?
things.
Suck on it, put it between your cheek and gums.
Wow, you are so cool. You know so many things.
I don't know if that's true, but I thank you. I appreciate your very sincere compliment.
I don't hear anybody disagreeing with me.
I love Bic. That's the only kind of lighters I have.
I would say the only thing that you could perfect on those, I would say a Zippo is perfect.
They are.
Because those truly last forever.
Pretty hoity-toity.
Well, they do truly last forever, and they're refillable. And then you can get one that's actually custom to you.
I would argue that Bic is still awesome. More perfect than a Zippo because it is more affordable across the board to anybody. I think
I like that they clutter up the environment by just throwing them away.
But that's the thing. You have to, over time, you're going to spend more eventually on Bics because they do run out.
This is true.
Oh, yeah.
When I was like 12 years old.
And you get to flick the top of the Zippo lighter. It's awesome. It's got that mechanical sound.
There was nothing I wanted more in my life than a Zippo.
One of my boys wants one.
That's all I wanted.
They're like, you're not getting a lighter.
Oh, they're so cool, though.
I'm so bummed. I used to have one, and I don't know what happened to it. One of our many moves or something.
I can't believe you lost something so perfect.
Well, you know. I know. I mean, it sucks when you lose the perfect thing.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.